Hi everybody, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Chris Reisner, and today I've got a guest, Gian Ugo from MS OpenTech. Gian Ugo, would you like to tell everybody a little bit more about yourself?
Absolutely, hello everybody. Hi, I'm Gian Ugo Rabellino, and I'm the Senior Director for Evangelism at Microsoft Open Technologies. As you know, we are a wholly owned subsidiary of Microsoft Corporation. Mm-hmm. We were created a year and a half ago. And we have been extremely busy doing all sort of openness goodies.
So what sort of stuff do you guys really work on?
All right, so what we describe is that if you look at our logo, you will see a bridge.
Okay.
That has actually a meaning for us. It means that we understand that there is a lot of technology out there. There's a lot of innovation out there. And we want that technology to work extremely well on the Windows platform. Mm-hmm. Be it Windows Azure, Windows 8, Windows Phone, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what we do. We do these projects that we call technical bridges, mm-hmm. ways to make non-Microsoft technology work extremely well with Microsoft technology.
So you're kind of bridging the traditional MS stack up with what's open source, all that good stuff that's out there.
Exactly. And that works not only in open source proper, we also work a lot with open standards, such as HTML5, the W3C, all the emerging cloud standards, et cetera, et cetera. So we have been busy.
Great, I believe so. So what are you going to tell us about today?
All right, so what I would like to do is use some of your time to tell you what we are doing, why we are doing, and give you a few pointers on some technologies that we hope you may find as exciting as we do.
Great, right? I'm looking forward to it.
So today I really would like to talk about open source on Azure at the end of the day. And yeah, I think that when we talk about the cloud, openness is incredibly important, and choice for developer is crucial. And I'm happy to say that Azure is placed extremely well when it comes to that. When I think of the breadth of technology that works on Azure, mm-hmm. when I think of our support for Linux, when I think of our multi-language support, when I think of all the open source libraries and frameworks that work on Azure, mm-hmm. well, that makes me think that Azure is really this incredibly big offering that can cater to every developer's need.
I definitely think that's right. I mean, I've only been really working closely with Azure for about 2 years mm-hmm. now, but it's really blown me away how it's not just the traditional MS stack. There's a lot of stuff you can do with Azure that's very, very stuff that, you know, if you just thought we were doing just purely Microsoft stuff, it's totally not that.
Oh, no. Actually, why don't we start with an example?
Let's do that.
So this is just the latest thing that we did, actually a couple of days ago.
Okay.
I don't know when this show will go online. But this was released on December the 17th, so beginning of this week. And this is work to enable iOS and Android developers mm-hmm. to use Windows Azure, and in particular, Windows Azure Active Directory.
Okay.
So this idea that as a developer, you, as an iOS or an Android developer, you can actually interface with an Active Directory on Azure, which, by the way, gives you access to services such as Office 365, as an example. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm an enterprise company and we've mm-hmm. got stuff that's using Office 365, or we have a bridge between our local Active Directory and Windows Azure Active Directory, we can now build Android and iOS apps that can basically authenticate my mm-hmm. employees, my users against their AD credentials.
Yeah. And not only that, Chris. Remember that Azure Active Directory also offers integration with the Twitters and Facebook and all the auth goodness that is out there. So it's that one point where you go, you set up your authentication authorization rules, and you can manage them in your libraries and in the app that you're developing. So mm-hmm. if it's a web app, of course, you get all the SDKs mm-hmm. directly from Azure, multi-language, leading node in .NET, in Java, et cetera, et cetera. You get all that. But also, if you're a mobile developer, you can do that on Windows Phone, you can do that on Windows 8, mm-hmm. and now you can do it on iOS and Android as well.
And you mentioned how it can connect that to the software as a service providers. There's actually about over 50 of those software as a service providers you can connect your Active Directory account
to.
So a lot of potential here for what you can connect to.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. We recently demoed that in the context of Java. You mm-hmm. know that we've been recently releasing a bunch of goodies on Java, such as OpenJDK for Windows. That was very important mm-hmm. with partnership with Azul. So people can download a build of OpenJDK that works on Windows Server and on Windows Azure. We actually provision them as part of the Eclipse plugin. But what's even better is that we also went the extra mile, so we have integration with AD itself. And that means that without writing a single line of code, mm-hmm. it's just configuration, you can protect your application, and you know, in just a few clicks, your users can authenticate using their Yahoo, Google, Microsoft Live, or Office 365 for that matter.
That's great. That makes that sounds really easy and
absolutely
really nice.
It is. It is. It is. We're excited about this, and I think that this is a great example again. Mm-hmm. So, we believe that Active Directory is a great product.
Absolutely.
It's something that solves a real problem for developers because, I mean, whatever application you need to build, well, user management. Mm-hmm. is always there in a connected application. And we also realized that there are developers out there who are using different technologies such as iOS and Android, and we want them to be able to use Azure. So remember, we talk about bridges. We talk about connecting things. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good example of that.
Absolutely.
It's actually one of many. As a matter of fact, April last year, we had our first year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was the moment to sit down and count, mm-hmm. right? And we counted over more than 50 projects in 1 year.
Wow, that's quite a few.
Last time we checked,
really
we were more
company,
than 75. So we have been busy. If you check out our blog, it's constantly updated with all this stuff that we are doing. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not just Azure. We work also a lot on the devices side.
Okay.
Right? I think that this is actually an example on how things really happen on the two sides of the fence.
Absolutely.
So
this kind of has the two sides. And it's just a great example of you know, the bring your own device scenario you can do with enterprises now where you can use Azure from anything.
Of course.
Great.
So just another example, just to show you the breadth, and also because we are absolutely in awe at this website. So. Most of you probably know by now that Azure supports Linux.
Yep.
So you can run Linux on Azure.
Yes, right? You can. And now with our partnership with Oracle, it's kind of official, right?
Absolutely. Well, you got all the goodness. You can choose between the distribution that you want, et cetera, et cetera. So this is Microsoft partnering up with the biggest name in Linux and providing you those images for your consumption. But there's actually more. We thought about, okay, what's the community play in this? Because it's not just Linux. At the end of the day, what matters is what you run on top of it.
Sure.
So we thought, all right, wouldn't it be nice if we had a place for the community at large to provide their own images and mm-hmm. share them with others? So, you know, take one of the many images that are available on Azure, put the software that you know and love, mm-hmm. configure it so that it can be used by the maximum number of people, and then share it.
That would be a great time, right? Save for everybody that might want to get an image.
So this is where you do this. So vmdepot.msopentech.com, this is where you go to do exactly that.
Okay.
So this is a catalog, a community-driven catalog of open source images.
Okay. Right?
So Chris, this has been launched in last January. So it's not even 1 year old.
Right.
We have more than 800 images.
Wow, that's a lot of images.
Right, 800 Linux images that run on Azure, right? And they span an incredibly wide gamut. So we have, as an example, distributions that are not in the main Azure gallery. If mm-hmm. you want to run Debian, there is an image on VMDepot.
Okay, so images that aren't even are on platforms that aren't even in there. Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And on top of that, basically, name your favorite open source framework or application. Mm-hmm. It's going to be here. And
okay.
You know, just looking at the website and how big it is, well, you know, it's come to a point where it's not really a catalog because
there's
it's got
so
way
many.
Too many pages. So you really want to,
you have to search
start
to really
searching,
find what you want.
Right?
Okay.
So suppose that, I love search as an example. So I want to build my own search engine and I happen to like Solr, which is an Apache project. So
mm-hmm. I think I've heard of that
Solr.
One before.
Yeah. And what I'm getting are all the results, all the various images that come with Solr.
That's quite a few.
That's
two pages of them, in fact.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is why I'm telling you that this is a great place. And I will actually invite all the open source developers that are listening now to take mm-hmm. a look at VMDepot. Because I am an open source developer myself. I'm mm-hmm. a member of the Apache Software Foundation. I've been doing open source for more than 20 years. And I'm blessed to do open source here at Microsoft
absolutely.
As well. So. And I always thought that one of the main issues of open source was how do you demo? How do you demonstrate your technology? Because yes, of course, it's easy. You just ask users to download it. But wouldn't it be nice if you had a way to just say, hey, here's an image. It's pre-configured. Mm-hmm. It's ready to run for you.
All you got to do is put it in there.
Exactly. And by the way, it's completely free. So as a contributor to VM Depot, you don't pay a single dime.
Mm-hmm.
You just log in, and boom, off you go.
And I can pull down these images for free as well?
You can definitely deploy them on Azure using
you pay for it once they're on Azure, but the images themselves are free. I can just go get this image, and then as long as
you can run it on Azure as you wish.
Great.
So, I think this is another great example of recognizing that we have a very good platform to run any kind of workload, and this is the ultimate demonstration because it's not us.
Absolutely.
It's 800 images that are being provided by
others. That's actually a shocking amount. I mean, people, think of Azure and the first thing they think is probably isn't Linux, but this is, proof that there are a lot of people doing stuff with Linux on top of Windows Azure.
Yeah, of course.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is for, the broader part. Mm-hmm. Some other things that we have been involved with are projects like Node.js. Mm-hmm. We are the ones contributing to the core runtime of Node.js.
Okay.
We are the ones that almost 3 years ago started this journey with the Node.js community and started to say, hey, we want this thing to run really well on Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we did. We have committers that are over there. And also stuff like Redis, as an example, which is something that developers are really excited about. And we've been working again with the Redis community. And now we are happy to say that we have a port of Redis on Windows that has been used quite a bit.
Okay.
And of course, there's a ton of Redis images on VMDB as well.
And just to tie some of that work back to Azure, I mean, I know Node.js, it runs in websites. It's actually kind of what is running Windows Azure Mobile Services. So really heavy use in Windows Azure.
Absolutely.
And Redis, I know people are using that inside Azure as well. Like these things, it all ties together, right?
Oh, we're having so much fun.
I believe it.
We can see, and one thing that I really like is not just what we are doing, it's how we are doing.
Okay.
That's something that I really appreciate from Microsoft as a whole. If you look at our open source engagements, all the places where this company is busy doing open source, again, not just MS Open Tech, there's more than that. We always try to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case of our contributions to Linux, it was about working with the Linux community and not just saying, hey, here are some drivers for you to download.
Sure.
Right? In the case of our work on Hadoop, so HD Insights on Azure, to some it's maybe shocking to think that, hey, the project management chair of Hadoop is now a Microsoft person, right? But this is all about doing the right thing, and doing the right thing is in open source is not just grab the bit and use them.
Mm-hmm.
It's grab the bit, see what they do, and if you need to do something, then contribute it back.
Yeah, and I think that's a reflective of Microsoft as a whole. I think over the past 5 years, we've really embraced the open source ideology. Mm-hmm. Like that .NET framework is
open
sourced.
Oh,
a lot of our runtimes, our SDKs, it's all out there. So it's it's become much more apparent.
Absolutely.
Obviously, that's a good decision to make.
And it's actually great that you mentioned .NET because that's another thing that makes us proud. So at Open Tech, we have a program called the MS Open Tech Hub.
Okay.
The Hub is an engineering program for various groups in Microsoft to join Open Tech and do open source together.
Okay.
One of the projects that we have in the Hub, actually, it's quite big, is the open source part of ASP.NET.
Okay.
So ASP.NET web pages, entity frameworks, et cetera, et cetera. That has been open source. That was in July 2012.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Sounds right.
That was open sourced under the Microsoft Open Tech Hub. So if you go to msopentech.com, you will find everything. And again, about doing the right thing. It's not just about open sourcing something. It's also about taking contributions from others.
Absolutely.
And as it happens, we had quite a few.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, it's been a very interesting ride.
That's always good to see that we're not just, saying, here's some stuff, but help make us better. Help us make it better.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, to me, it matters in the way we can enable developers to use what they know and love, which is what we're after.
Absolutely. Very good sentiment.
Right.
Yeah.
So When I look at, you know, something that makes me proud is also going to the Windows Azure portal, mm-hmm. something that I hope you are familiar with. Or
hopefully most people watching have probably seen
there
it
you
before.
Go. And seeing that Microsoft OpenTechie is peppered sure. all over the place. So just taking a cursory look at the item on the left-hand side. So on websites, we have been busy working with communities like Drupal, mm-hmm. like Joomla, like WordPress, and making sure that their packages work on Azure okay. websites, right? Not to mention, of course, the general runtime of Node.js, which is those are actually the bits that mm. power it.
Okay, great.
Virtual machines, what we're talking about, VMD, right?
Sure,
so we 800 yeah. images that are actually accessible right from the portal also. Okay. So you don't have to go to VMD, you can find them in the portal as
okay.
well.
Okay, right? Awesome.
Mobile services, that's another interesting one. So on mobile services, well, I think that's one of the greatest services of Azure.
That one's near and dear to my heart, so I got to agree with you there.
Absolutely. So we've been doing the Android libraries.
Right,
so
absolutely.
As an Android developer, you can use mobile services on yeah. Azure just as easy, and that's work from MS.
I've used that one very heavily, and it's great work. So thank you.
No problem. Happy to help. On cloud services, this is about our Java work.
Yeah.
So Java in platform as a service, a platform. And I am an old Java developer guy, so to speak. So that's near and dear to my heart. And
absolutely.
It was great to see how we are supporting OpenJDK. Mm-hmm. Our plugin is the open source Eclipse plugin, and the plugin itself is open source. We will install application servers for you, and they are all open source, so your choice of Tomcat, JBoss, Jetty, et cetera. So that's great.
Yeah, and if you want to know more about the cloud services work with Java and the Eclipse plugin, we did an episode a few weeks ago with Martin.
With Martin.
It talks all about the Eclipse plugin, how you can deploy your Java, whether it's Tomcat or OpenJDK, whatever you want, up into Windows Azure Cloud Services.
Yeah, of course. And if you go to the data layer, mm-hmm. we've been the ones busy with bringing all the NoSQL platforms to Azure.
Okay.
So things like CouchDB, things mm-hmm. like MongoDB, Lucene and Solr.
Yeah.
That's all work from MS OpenTechie in partnership with the players out there.
Yeah, that's really important and great work, because a lot of people are moving towards more of a NoSQL direction, and the more options they have, the better it is.
Absolutely. So it's great. And again, I encourage everyone to go to our project page and see what we have been busy with.
Quite a few different things in here.
Absolutely. And again, it's absolutely great, because it allows us to stay at the forefront and work with open source community, which is something mm-hmm. We deeply know and love. And we have people in our team who absolutely know how to work with them. As a matter of fact, the president of the Apache Software Foundation works for Microsoft Open Technologies.
I'd heard that.
You should bring him to a show.
Yeah, we should actually get him on sometime.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely. So, as you can see, it's a great breadth of stuff, mm-hmm. and we're always trying to find new ways to engage with the open source communities out there, with the open communities out there, and try also to understand. All right, on the one hand, it's about the technology, of course, mm-hmm. but it's also about the bigger conversation of what openness means in the cloud. How we can be more open? What do we need to implement? And it has to be a two-way conversation.
Absolutely.
And that's what we like about it.
Great. So if I'm an open source person, mm-hmm. and I've got some open source project, and I'm like, wow, I really want to get this running on Azure, can we reach out to you and
of
say,
course.
Hey, what do I do?
Anytime.
Great.
And of course, probably we are going to point you to VMDepot first, because that's a very, very easy, frictionless way. The other thing that you can do is, if you have a web project, is considering adding it to the website's gallery.
Absolutely. And we keep adding more and more of that.
Absolutely. So you have plenty of opportunities to do that. And if you need something deeper, you have something that is technological, just reach out to us.
Great.
We'll be happy to hear from them.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. This is some really great, really awesome stuff. I know people are going to be really excited to see just kind of the breadth. And a lot of people probably don't understand how many of these pieces really plug into Azure, and how much mm-hmm. stuff you guys really do. So it's really awesome to see this. And next time I spin up a website or a cloud service or something like that, I'm going to be thinking, wow, I wonder how much of this MS OpenTechie really helps make
there
possible.
There you go.
So thanks a lot for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. As always, follow us on Cloud Cover Show. And check us out on Facebook. And do you have a Twitter handle people can check out?
Yeah, of course. They can go check out Open at Microsoft.
Open at Microsoft, okay. Yeah. We'll edit that in there for
exactly,
us.
Exactly. Great. Or my personal Twitter, which is Jen Hugo. Easy as that.
Well, there we go. We'll do that one too. Great. Well,
And I'm looking forward to talking to all of them.
Perfect. Well, thank you again so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you all.